This whole election is being rigged.
We can't go on together with suspicious minds.
But is it really true? Can an election be rigged the way Donald Trump seems to be talking about? I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Plita.
This is It's Just Politics.
Well, there are certainly Trump supporters and Republicans who believe it. And we should point out Trump and company are actually talking about two types of, quote, election rigging.
One is alleged media bias that Trump says the mainstream media, whatever that even means these days, is in the tank for his opponent, Hillary Clinton.
But what we're talking about here is actually the mechanics of the election itself.
Can a candidate or party actually steal enough votes in Michigan to change an election result? And the evidence suggests it is unlikely.
First of all, Trump is not the only name on the Republican ballot. It appears that many Michigan GOP leaders and bankrollers are, in fact, betting that maximizing turnout for Trump is still their best hedge against disaster lower on the ballot, whether Trump wins or loses.
Mm-hmm. In fact, a handful of GOP donors have thrown more than $1 million in the last month into a get-out-the-vote fund, and that would benefit Trump at the top of the ballot as well as other Republicans running.
They are concerned that Trump's tanking could mean a lot of otherwise likely Republican voters would simply stay home, dooming candidates for state representative, Congress, county commission.
Right, but it is not just candidates on the ballot that Trump could be hurting with this rhetoric.
His claim of a rigged election is actually an indictment of some fellow Republicans.
Election officials like Michigan Secretary of State Ruth Johnson, a Republican. Trump is basically saying that fellow GOP officials aren't properly doing their jobs.
But here is what we know straight from the state, and that is that it would be very hard to rig a statewide election in Michigan, where local clerks handle the details of balloting on election day.
Right. First, Michigan is a paper ballot state. That means
that's a big deal.
People have to make a mark on their ballot. If there is a challenge, then every ballot can be checked. No hanging chads.
And no electronic rigging.
Mm-hmm.
Fred Woodhams of the State Bureau of Elections also says Michigan has done a very good job of cleaning up the voter rolls. The dead won't vote.
We've removed 889,000 voters because they've died or they moved out of state. There's an incredible amount of redundancy and checks and balances to ensure that the results on election day have integrity, then they are accurate.
Nevertheless, Trump is now putting Johnson and other Republicans in the position of having to defend the integrity of the elections that they are overseeing.
Johnson, like Governor Rick Snyder, is a Republican who has declined to endorse in this year's presidential race.
But of course, they both have loyalties to candidates lower on the ballot here in Michigan.
And during all of this, Democrats are trying to capitalize on Trump casting shade on the election results. They've called on Republican candidates in roughly a dozen competitive state House seats to promise to respect the election results.
Right, but really that is less about worrying about rigged elections and more about an effort to tie those candidates to Trump.
Just shackle them. And remember, in order to rig an election so Trump would lose means Michigan Republican officials would also be turning a blind eye to practices that would cost Republicans in tight state House and congressional races.
Rick Plita is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.